Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I started to think about these college games. There's so many, and I wanted to start getting into it. Call the show if you want to talk about any game on Saturday. There's so many. Everybody says this isn't a good week of football. Isn't that about what I'm hearing, that it's not a good week? Let's see about that right here. Because I don't think it's as bad as everybody thinks it is. Is it really that bad? When I've got Auburn and Georgia playing at 7 o'clock and Florida State, Notre Dame at 7:30 and Texas Tech at 7:30 and then Clemson, BC at 8, is that really that bad? Is it really? Because, you know, I'm thinking Wisconsin, Penn State at noon. I mean, Mississippi State, Alabama, people say that sucks. Is that another blowout there? Automatic blowout in Tuscaloosa, or is that going to be a decent game? It's on CBS.
Automatic blowout.
What about Bedlam? Is that not good enough for you?
Automatic blowout.
Northwestern Iowa, not good?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big game for that side of the Big Ten, that division.
Ohio State, Michigan State, not good enough for you?
That'd be a good game. I'd like to see Michigan State beat them. I don't think it's going to happen, but.
So, just so you know, Ohio State has to win this game. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If they fall to 5-2 in the conference, it's over. Michigan's not losing two games. Michigan will play for the Big Ten Championship. If Ohio State loses that game tomorrow in East Lansing at noon, it's over.
Right. And that's really what the big thing is this weekend, is you've got a bunch, all those teams at the top, you know, that top 5 and 6 in the college playoff.
Right.
They've got games against teams that they maybe should beat, but some are tricky spots. I mean, Clemson going up to Chestnut Hill. It's going to be, you know, game day there for the first time in forever.
Cold,
the whole deal.
Rainy, snowy.
Yeah, Saturday night game. Who knows? I think Clemson still wins the game. But Notre Dame, they're going to have Wimbush in there. Tricky spot. Oklahoma playing a rival. You know, I think that's the thing this weekend. Ohio State going to Michigan State. Are those teams all going to just keep winning and move on to the next week?
Iowa's 3-3 in the conference. They're hosting Northwestern. Northwestern's 5-1. If they lose, they're 5-2. Then Wisconsin, if they were to beat Penn State, they would be 5-2. And I think, unless I'm mistaken, is this not about accurate? Northwestern beat Wisconsin, so head-to-head, Northwestern would still win that side of the, you know, the West in the Big Ten. So either way, they would have to lose again. Like, they would have to, let's say Northwestern lost at Iowa. They play Minnesota at Minneapolis and then Illinois at home. They're not losing either one of those games. In my view, Northwestern's not losing at Minnesota, and they're not losing to Illinois at Ryan Field in Evanston because Illinois sucks. But I'll give Illinois this. They won that game, right? That big game last week. Didn't they put 55 on somebody?
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Row the boat.
Minnesota rowing the boat in last place. Your boy PJ Fleck rowing the boat.
Yeah, that's not going well so far.
Yeah. So much for taking that big job in Minneapolis. How's that working out for him?
He's going to get one more year.
Is that what he gets?
What's he in the Big Ten this year? What's their record?
1-5.
Yeah, if he's 1-5 in the Big Ten again next year, he's got a problem. He's going to get another year because he's still gonna sell them with, you know, building the program.
Right.
Only his second year there. But he better not go 1-5 next year in the Big Ten.
I feel like the problem with this week's schedule in college football is there are so many games that on name should be awesome. You know, these rivalry games or, you know, games of big teams. And then so many of these teams that usually are good and are coming to this game with maybe one loss or undefeated, just aren't good this year. Like Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's just been embarrassing with some of these losses they have between, you know, they lost to Kansas State, Iowa State, Baylor. Like, they're just not good for Gundy this year. Tech, they lost to. You know, Auburn, Georgia should be awesome. And even though Auburn's ranked, though, they're not the same Auburn. We've seen a couple games where they just look terrible.
Their offense has been terrible.
You know, we have, you know, Florida State, Notre Dame. Florida State's been just abominable. We thought this year, like, this is going to be the comeback year. They were going to get back to what they should have been last year, and they just haven't been there. Even with Wimbush in there, that should be a slaughter. It's just so many games that should be great. When you look at the teams that are involved, one of the teams is just having an off year.
Remember when Colorado was unbeaten and everybody was talking about them? Now they're 5-4. They're hosting Washington State. The Cougars are 8-1 and 5-1 for Mike Leach in the Pac-12.
And that's what they – haven't they lost like 4 in a row? Because weren't they 5-0 going into that USC game?
Yeah.
And then USC beat them and they just gone right back down the hill ever since?
Well, Washington State's on top of the North Division of the Pac-12. And obviously they still have the game with Washington left. So Washington's at 5-2. So Washington State can't afford to lose. They play at Colorado, Arizona at home, and then the Apple Cup, right? That one also in Pullman this year, I believe. Right? They don't play that game somewhere else, do they? It's not a neutral. They're playing it at Pullman. I think that's the game. And that one's on 11/23 at 8:30 Eastern, and it is there, I believe. In it is at Pullman at Martin Stadium.
Yes, it's in Pullman this year.
So there you go. That's going to be a huge game. I'll tell you what. You think Minshew can beat him in Pullman? You think Washington State can win the Pac-12?
I'm a believer now, yes. I do think they can win the Pac-12.
And then Kentucky and Tennessee at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville tomorrow. Obviously, Kentucky came crashing back down to earth after Georgia went to Lexington and beat that ass. Right now they know exactly who they are.
That's all right. Kentucky's going to do that to Tennessee tomorrow.
Is that the same thing? They're going to give them a little deliverance?
A little beatdown.
A little beatdown, huh?
You know what? I mean, it's great for our boy Leach in Washington State that they have that at home, but usually they alternate that when it's not in Pullman. The other years where, like, Washington's a host is in Seattle, which is kind of – to me, it kind of sucks that it's not there this year. How awesome would that be at the Seahawks Stadium with those two teams playing for the North? Like, usually it's like, okay, Washington's great and Washington State's kind of okay, but they really don't have a chance. Like, this is the best game that's been in years. How awesome would that be in that NFL stadium?
Yeah, but I think it's going to be even rowdier in Pullman and more like the Apple Cup.
That's the type of – they should never play that on a neutral field.
Kansas State, you're not excited about that game tomorrow in Manhattan, Kansas, Garber High?
Yeah, I won't be tuning into that one.
I think I told you this story. The Crabs once at Kansas State, maybe. It's not a – are we on the air? Check 1, 2. it wasn't a nice trip, I remember. Speaking of bad, they're 3-6. How bad is Bill Snyder? Didn't he just do a new deal, too, to stay there until he's dead? No offense. I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
It's a legitimate statement.
Is he not, like, 95 years old or something?
He's up there.
He's not actually 95. I think he's 76. I could be wrong. I'm wrong frequently. Just wanted to admit that as well. There's a game
at... he's 79 years old.
79, that's close. That was ballpark. Lafayette and Army. Carver High asked me if I wanted to go up to West Point tomorrow.
It's an unbelievable place to see.
It's quite the history there. Vandy in Missouri. Wouldn't want to miss that. Ole Miss and A&M at Kyle Field. How is it, Jimbo, with all that money you're making down there to not be ranked? You know what I mean? Illinois, Nebraska, and Lincoln, Maryland, and Indiana. I think Maryland has hit a wall after all of the problems there and players dying, coaches getting fired, everything else. I mean, they've just really – and then Michigan State kicked their ass. I bet Indiana beats them too. I really do. They'll go to Bloomington. And Indiana can't beat anybody. Is there anything worse than that's my alma mater, and I can't even wear an Indiana sweatshirt anywhere because someone will either laugh at me or throw an egg on me or punch me in the face.
Well, it's basketball season already too now, so maybe they just think you're rooting for that team.
I can't wear it now anyway with some of those tough games they're playing down there, like Chicago State. They played another one tonight. I forget who it was. It was another bad one.
Do you even still own Indiana garb? Because I don't think I've ever seen you in it.
I don't have any Indiana garb, no. It's unfortunate that I don't have any of my alma mater. I do like Indiana basketball, though, but I have nothing for the football program, zero. I have absolutely no investment in that at all. North Carolina and Duke tomorrow. That's supposed to matter, but it won't.
Basketball?
I wish it was basketball.
Because it doesn't matter if it's not basketball.
Well, it would matter if they were playing basketball. I'd be into it.
If they were playing basketball, that would overtake everything else. It'd be on ESPN.
Right.
Game day would be where whichever arena it was in. They wouldn't care about football.
Oregon and Utah tomorrow at Salt Lake Shakers at Rice-Eccles. And then how about Miami, Georgia Tech? That's not bad at Bobby Dodd. Temple and Houston, I think, will be a good game in Houston. South Florida, Cincinnati is actually a good game in the Queen City. A couple weeks ago, South Florida, they were both undefeated. Now they both have losses. South Florida dropped two games. And then Cal and USC, remember when that used to matter? And then that's it. The other games, they're not worth mentioning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.